Good Girls by Sophia Helix. Read by X-Men Hater. Fandom, the Untamed. Is everything okay? Yanli asks breathlessly as she picks up. Yeah, sorry for making an actual call, Wenting says. You just weren't answering my texts. Did I leave my Ochem book in your room? I need it for this test. Oh, Yanli says, something of a sigh. There's a shuffling sound in the background, like she's looking around, and then she comes back. No, sorry, unless it got mixed in with Meishi's books.
Is she there?
No, she went home for the weekend to study, Yanli says.
Like I'm supposed to be doing, Wenting says. Shit.
It's Friday night, Yanli says, a warm, teasing note in her voice. Shouldn't you be doing something more fun than studying chemistry?
What are you doing? Wenting asks, stung. You're just hanging out in your dorm, right?
Yanli says, the warmth still in her voice. Wenting can almost imagine her stretching like a cat as she says it, one of those long dancer's legs lifting high. It's a hot night. Maybe she's wearing those tiny gray stretch shorts she wears when she comes right from dance class to the dining hall, barely peeking out under a long t-shirt. Wenting has thought about those shorts a lot. She shakes her head. Yanli's her friend, and she needs her textbook.
I don't know where else I've been but your room. I didn't even go to the library this week.
I'm honored, Yanli says, teasing. And then, incongruously, she makes that little noise again. Wenting catches her breath. It's impossible to think, but she's never heard Yanli sound like that before except in her fantasies.
What are you doing?
Meishi's friend left some stuff the last time he was here, Yanli says after a pause. He said it was okay if I had some.
Stuff? Wenting asks. Yanli, are you high?
It's just a vape pen. It won't set off the smoke alarm, Yanli protests, like that's the issue. Wenting has never even seen her have more than one drink at a party, and now here she's been smoking up on her own.
I can't believe,
Wenting starts and then stops. It's one thing to talk her brother and his friends out of getting so drunk they do stupid stunts on the roof, but this is Yanli. She can hardly even imagine Yanli high, let alone doing something dangerous.
What's it like?
Good, Yanli says and laughs. Wenting can just see her, those beautiful kind eyes crinkling up, her warm smile as she sprawls across the bed. I feel really good. I'm like tingling? And I feel so heavy, like I don't want to move, except...
She doesn't finish, except for a low laugh that sets every nerve in Wenting's body awake. Except what? Wenting asks, her chest tight.
Except it feels so good to touch myself, Yanli says, laughing again. My face, my arms, the insides of my thighs, and then...
The feeling that rises in Wenting is like nothing else she's ever felt. An almost violent convulsion. Her heart beats so loud it hurts and she's sick with anticipation, hot with wanting. She swallows, hard. And then what?
Oh, Yanli sighs.
Her breath picks up suddenly, a catch, and then she lets out a soft, low sound.
That's good.
Wenting runs a shaky hand through her hair, pushing it back from her face. And grips the phone tighter, hunching in where she's sitting cross-legged on her bed in her single room. She licks her lips, pressing them together, and says,
It sounds good. Yeah, Yanli says lightly. I heard this was good when you're high, but it's so good. I feel like I'm flying.
She moans again, a purr that rises in pitch.
Oh, oh.
Have you been doing it for long? Wenting asks, knowing she sounds breathless.
No, Yanli says. It was just getting good, and then you called.
Oh, Wenting says, chagrined. Sorry, do you want me to hang up?
No, Yanli says with a gasp. She sounds like she's smiling. No, I like talking to you. I wanted to answer. I just couldn't help keeping going.
You can, Wenting says. Her hand is so sweaty on the phone. You can, if you want.
Yeah?
Yanli breathes. She doesn't say anything for a minute, but Wenting can hear her breathing fast. You like that?
I like you so much,
Wenting blurts, and then her face goes flaming hot, hearing what she just said. Yanli laughs again, and Wenting thinks she hears something more in it, like relief.
Good. I like you too.
It feels like a crossroads moment, and Wenting gathers all her courage and plunges ahead.
Tell me what you're doing.
Touching myself, Yanli says with a moan.
Touching myself and listening to you. Talk to me some more.
Fuck.
I like you,
Wenting says again, unsteadily.
You're so pretty. I mean, you're gorgeous. I love when you smile, especially at me. It makes me feel so good.
Yanli says. What else? Wenting closes her eyes. Her mouth is so dry.
Your legs. Whenever you're in shorts, I can't stop looking. I'm sorry.
I'm wearing shorts now, Yanli says. My legs are all you like?
Your ass, Wenting whispers.
When you bend over. She has to clench her jaw, saying all the things she's been thinking this year. Things she hardly let herself acknowledge. There's no time in her life for dating, and Yanli is her friend. But maybe she wasn't the only one thinking them.
Do you, she says, do you look at me?
Oh, Wenting, Yanli sighs. Do you know how beautiful you are? Wenting knows how people treat her, men especially. Being beautiful has never been much more than a complication in her life. The idea of Yanli thinking she's beautiful is something else, though.
So you do look? She asks.
All the time, Yanli says. I know you're so busy, but I always wish you'd look back. A laugh bubbles up in Wenting, all the imaginary barriers they'd both thought were there, keeping them apart.
Yanli, she says. I'm always looking. I guess I'm just really good at not getting caught.
Oh, God. Yanli says, giggling, and then again, very differently.
Oh, God.
Wenting's breath catches, remembering what they were doing.
Yeah, she asks. Is it getting really good?
Yanli only moans in response, and Wenting feels brave now, more sure of herself.
You should get yourself off now. I want to hear how you sound.
Oh, Yanli gasps.
I wish I could see you.
Wenting says. She's sitting up straight, and she can't believe how good it feels to have this power in her voice, like she's getting Yanli off herself.
I wish I could see you touching yourself. I wish I could touch you right now. I want to kiss you.
Yanli moans sharply, and Wenting drops to a whisper.
I want to put my mouth on your breasts and everywhere on your body. I want to see you naked, and I want to make you come.
Right then, Yanli cries out, and Wenting can only clutch the phone, eyes squeezed shut, elation thrumming through her. She's wanted this for so long, without really letting herself know it, and now she finally has it.
Wow,
Yanli says, laughing as she comes down, and Wenting remembers she must still be high. She's suddenly dying to see Yanli like this, loose and sweet, reclining in her bed.
Good?
Wenting asks softly.
Yeah, Yanli sighs. You were so good to me.
They're both quiet for a minute, breathing into the phone.
So, Wenting starts. You should come over,
Yanli says. Wenting's heart leaps. It's almost 10, and she doesn't know where her chemistry textbook is, and Wenting always needs someone to check on him on Friday night so he doesn't do something like trash can jousting again, but...
Yeah?
Yeah, Yanli says. So I can be good to you. The end.